WGH Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Live at 5.
The show with no name.
I'm Nate Redman.
Terry Tackett.
And Pastor Craig.
Pastor Craig, just kind of slow and easy there.
Hey.
Taking off.
It's been a long day.
It's a slow and easy. You're listening to Easy Listening 107.1.
Easy Listening 107.1.
There you go.
The warm spot on your dial.
Yes, we are. Keeping you warm and lighthearted. That's what we're trying to do.
I called into Scott's show this morning.
Did you?
And he said, he was talking about the River Valley, graduation speech, that the story that just won't die every day. It's a new angle. And he said, is that too serious of a topic for you guys to take on your show on Wednesday night? And I said, yes. We don't deal in anything serious. Everybody's worked all day long. They've had their serious conversations. It's time to kick back.
Kick back, relax, it's drive time.
And today's my Friday, so I don't work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, so you're just going to have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's Friday, huh?
Yes.
Nothing matters but the weekend. From a Tuesday point of view. Do you guys know that song?
No.
I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Who sang it? I don't even know.
The Kings.
Oh, the Kings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so Elvis?
I'm acting like I know the Kings, who the
Elvis?
Kings are, but I don't.
No.
That was a huge hit. Now, who was that guy that was on, it wasn't John Corby, but who's that other guy that was on the radio that passed away a few years ago?
Was he on WTVN radio?
He was on, I think he was.
Was he?
Yeah, he was on WTVN.
Okay.
Oh, it was the Joe Show.
The
guy who, or maybe he was. Was he on WTVN? Joe Show?
No, I don't think.
No, what was he on? What radio station was he on?
Was he music? He wasn't music, or was he talk?
Yes. He was music.
I remember the Joe Show.
Okay. I know what he was. I think he was on QFM 96.
Oh, okay.
He was on QFM 96, the Joe Show. And every Friday at 5 o'clock, he played that song by the Kings. And I'm not going to sing it again. Nothing matters but the weekend. From a Tuesday point of view. It's called Switching to Glide. The beat goes on. So anyway, so I'm sure probably people are turning off their radios right and left. But there's a big old history to that song, and someday we'll talk about it. But anyway, welcome.
Welcome. We're glad you're here. Terry, what you been up to, buddy?
Not too much, man. Just working, and then Sunday was my nephew's graduation party, so did that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, had
so
a good
that
time.
Was pretty nice, yeah.
They have served any good food?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really good food.
Oh, what don't we have?
Pulled pork we had.
Oh, nice.
And there was some Lee's Famous Recipe there, some chicken strips.
Boy, yeah.
My sister bought some Raisin Canes, so they had some Raisin Canes there. And
oh, you had a chicken buffet.
Yeah, so it was pretty good stuff. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, as they say, put on the feed bag.
Yeah, but prior to that, though, I had a little small problem.
Uh-oh, let's hear it.
Well, last week I was been at my apartment, taking a shower. So, and I've been having a hard time with my water going down after you shower. And I'm buying, like, bleach and Drano and stuff, trying to get this thing, get it to go down. So I finally get it, but then I take it, and it reoccurs again. I'm like, what in the world's going on here? So, of course, I'm trying to figure it all out, and I got the plunger out. So I'm getting ready to go to work one day, and I said, well, I'm just going to finagle this switch right here, this metal switch. So it's the one that flips up and down, like up for a shower and down for. So I all of a sudden I flip right here, this, and the water just goes. So the whole time, I just turned that.
You had to turn the switch for you.
Yeah, had I just turned it down, it would have been remedy. But I had the Clorox out of the liquid plumber and the.
So you had a switch for your drink.
Yeah, I mean,
never heard of.
Well, it's the the knob, you know, that you if you take it back to keep the water in the tub.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
well,
weird.
I had it set up to retain the water, and if I had just pushed it, the water.
I was thinking some switch
no,
on the
wall.
So, Terry, you basically had your tub set for take a bath,
yeah,
but you were trying to shower.
Right, yeah. And I was like, why? So I'm pouring all this, trying to, I cannot get this water to go down. So finally I said, you know, I'm going to try this one. As soon as I did, I heard this, and it just went right.
And people are worried about the millennials.
Yeah, I thought. Man, oh man. So anyway, but that was my week.
Okay.
But problem solved.
Problem
all
solved.
Good.
Everything's there goes your troubles.
That's
down
right.
The drain.
Yeah, down the drain, you know, with the bubbles or whatever. So.
Well, let's see. We finished our vacation on my week. So I talked to you Wednesday, and we had been to Kosai. I told you about that. So Thursday, we went up to one of my favorite museums in Ohio, the Allen County Museum. And it's just donation only. They let you go right in, and they have everything from old cars and carriages to artifacts. You'll be walking along, and all of a sudden, there's a display of old toasters. And then you'll be walking along, and there's a display of old telephones. And, I mean, they've got stuff all over the place from just anything you can imagine. That's what I like about it. It's just such a variety museum.
So it's like a kind of a junkyard and... No.
it's where everything ended up.
Okay.
But
hey, there's a toaster from 1945. We don't have that. Grab that.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
We need
just,
that.
Just punch out the glass and grab that right
that's
out of
right.
there. Yeah. So they have all kinds of cool exhibits. And so we enjoyed that. And then after we were done, you can go to this. I will hold it up. We're not on television, but I'll explain it.
If you get close enough to your radio, you might see something.
See that?
The largest
stationary flag of its type in the United States.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And it's several feet high. And it's like one, two, three, four, maybe five columns. But as you approach it, it looks like the flag is waving.
Waving, yeah.
And when you get closer, you can see that it's individual columns. Well, what's really cool is this monument is dedicated to all the veterans. And you can buy your veteran in remembrance of them. You can buy a brick on this flag, which is kind of cool. And so we enjoyed visiting that. And groundbreaking took place on this back in 04. But to find this is a little difficult to find. You'll need your GPS. Just type in flag monument and it'll come up with Veterans Freedom Flag Monument, and it'll take you there, and it's worth the trip while you're in Lima, for sure. And so we had a good time checking that out. Now, Friday, we went to the Ohio Village and the Ohio Historical Museum there in Columbus.
Now, earlier in the week, you'd gone to the Ohio Historical Museum, right?
We had gone another week. We hadn't been there for a little while.
Oh, well, I must be confused.
No, we had gone to a different village. We went to Roscoe Village.
Yeah, no, I must be confused about... Well, anyway.
Okay, so we went to the Ohio Village and the Ohio Historical Museum. And so the village was open, so we got to see the blacksmith working. He was actually making Christmas decorations. He was twisting his metal and making different little cutesy things.
That's somebody who plans ahead.
Yeah, somebody who's planning ahead. Or didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
Don't know which. So we talked with him for a while, and he explained, you know, I got it, you know. He was hammering the whole time and doing his thing. Then we talked to the Undertaker. And the Undertaker was telling us how it was a one-stop shop. You could rent your chairs there back then. You could just rent everything, and you would rent your coffin, and they would reuse coffins back then. So occasionally they would just take you, and at the end they would dump you out. Just dump you out.
Okay.
So you could rent the coffin, and before they put you in the ground, they dump you out of the coffin.
Dump you out, down right
wow.
in. Yep, cover you up.
In the
go.
Hole, yeah.
Yep, just
That's a pretty good gig. You only have one coffin, and you can rent it a whole bunch of times.
Rent the thing out. Hopefully they didn't. Well, I guess if they died with something catchy, it wouldn't matter because you're already dead and the next person's dead.
Yeah.
So I guess it'd be all right, wouldn't it? It wouldn't matter.
What a lucrative business.
Yeah. You wouldn't even have to sanitize the thing.
Right.
Yeah, because who cares?
You're right.
So then we went to the pharmacy, which was open. And so I asked the pharmacy, I said, you know, in the old movies, like It's a Wonderful Life, you see that they actually had, you know, a bottle of poison in the pharmacy. Was that true? She's like, well, yes and no. They usually had something like arsenic in there, you know. And I said, for what reason?
Nate said, can I drink some of that?
Yes. And yeah, you know, drink some of that. Really? I said, well, they just had it on hand. And I said, oh, really? Okay.
So he told Amber to drink it.
Yeah, she said, try this drink out. Let me ask you.
Why don't you try this?
But, so what did they use arsenic for?
Well, the thing of it was, is she really couldn't give me a clear answer. I kept asking questions and that. And I guess I was asking above her pay grade. I don't know. She was just an actress.
I mean, I always kind of thought, because, you know, like in some of the old movies, they have arsenic, you know, like it was a common household item. I always thought maybe they use it for, like, rat poison or something, but I didn't know for sure. I just wondered what
they... Yeah, she said the thing of it was is they really didn't think it was poison at the time.
Oh.
Yeah. So they keep it on hand, but she really couldn't tell me what...
We could maybe ask President Harding's mistress, maybe.
Yeah.
She might know. You know, at this pharmacy, did they have any of the old Coca-Cola that had... cocaine in it?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They didn't have some pharmacies, you know, they had snacks and
but
stuff.
But Nate got a 12 pack.
Yeah, I got a 12 pack. I got a 12 pack. But at this pharmacy, they just had the old bottles and it was just medicines, you know, and stuff like that. But
oh, that's cool.
The funny thing was, is in this pharmacy, she was working at cutting out a pattern for a dress, and I couldn't figure out exactly why she was doing that. I didn't ask because I think I was flustering her with my questions, so I just left it go. So I just said, oh well, moved on.
Why are you cutting out a pattern for a dress? Yeah. Okay, I'm normally the seamstress around here, but they had me fill in the pharmacy today, okay?
I'm multitasking.
I am multitasking while I'm here because nobody's coming to the pharmacy today.
I've been waiting since 1957 for this dress. And
so it was an interesting tour. Yeah, there was people actually working in the different buildings, so that was a lot of fun. Now, the museum itself hasn't really changed over the years. Yeah, it's about the same. They still have the American Indians display and other things. I'm trying to think of anything else that stuck out. Oh, they had an old mug that said Sohio on it.
No.
So I got in the Waldo group. I said, does anybody remember the Sohio gas station that was here in Waldo? Instantly, everybody remembered. You know, yeah, I used to work there. Or, yeah, you know. So it was cool seeing an old Sohio cup and seeing that logo again. Back when gas was 93 cents a gallon, back in the day.
I can remember remember it cheaper than that. When I was in college, it was 71 cents a gallon.
71 cents.
A gallon. Yeah, you know, I can remember as a kid, in the early '60s. This is one of those things that, you know, you have certain memories that just stand out in your mind. You don't know why. I mean, I got some bizarre memories. I don't know why they stand out. But I remember this. I don't remember how old I was, but it was in the mid-60s. And I remember my dad going to the gas station. And back then, they pumped your gas. They washed your windows. They checked your oil. I mean, they checked the tire pressure in your tires, and I remember the whole time the guys, you know, doing all stuff, washing the windows and all stuff, I remember my dad being so ticked off. He was complaining the whole time, can you believe gas is 35 cents a gallon? It was just 32 cents a gallon not that long ago. Now it's 35 cents a gallon. I'd love to buy gas at 35 cents.
I know.
Again.
Little did he know that.
Yeah.
Little did he know. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a business owner, and And he was actually saying that he wonders if $5 will be that plateau where people stop traveling. He's just curious what that level will be. Because he was busy.
Well, I just watched a YouTube video 2 days ago where it said that Vegas just set a record for the number of travelers.
Huh. So maybe not.
So,
my own personal feeling? I think that the only reason people are traveling this year, regardless of the price, is because the last couple of years with the COVID and everything, a lot of plans got canceled, a lot of places weren't open, you know, stuff like that. And I think people are determined. But
it's, to me, it's a double-edged sword. If you're concerned about gas, even though I know you haven't been able to travel for 2 years, wouldn't you save that money and then use it towards
that's
gas?
I think that's why they're traveling this year, because they've been saving the money.
Because these are the same people then that you'll see complain that the next Monday on Facebook, boy, I don't know if I can afford to go to work. Well, you were just in Vegas.
But I think the breaking point is going to be about somewhere between $6 and $7. I think at $6 to $7, that's when it. Yeah, that's when people are going to stop traveling.
Yeah, my barber, he says, Rick. He said, yeah, Rick.
I got to see him. I need to see him.
Yeah. Well, he said, you know what? He said, I'm determined I'm not raising my prices. He said, it's too tough right now. People having it too rough. He said, I'm not going to raise my prices. He said so.
Well, like with us, I mean, we're setting records every week at Home Depot. 1.3, 1.4, 1.2 million every week.
And people just coming in and buying.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff.
Unbelievable.
People doing home improvements.
Yeah.
See, I don't have a choice in my business because, I mean, the fuel prices directly affect us. We run 2 trucks 6 days a week.
Well,
and
all over the state, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, every morning we fill both trucks with fuel. One's diesel and one's a gas truck. And, you know, we're at the point now where we're spending about $160 to $170 per day to fill our trucks. And, you know, when we started the business 3.5 years ago, we were spending $90 or $80 on both the trucks. So, you know, I mean, you know, I appreciate the fact that, you know, Rick at Waldo Barber Shop is not raising his prices.
You have to.
We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. Yeah. And it's not just the gas. You know, we bought a semi-trailer load of toilets this year, and, you know, it was 15% more than last year. The toilets went up in price, and the shipping went up in price.
Mm-hmm.
The chemicals I buy, they're up about 20%, you know. So I would love to hold the line on prices, but I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, I'll honor the same prices last year, but, you know, next year I won't be in business, you know.
Yeah. So you have to go
up. You have to.
Yeah. And that's just the way it is with everything.
Yeah.
And you just notice when you, because my wife and I buy about the same thing at the grocery store, you know, every week. And so when you buy the same thing, you definitely notice when the prices go up. And, you know, what do you do about it?
Yep.
You listen to WWGH, you get free giveaway.
There you go. And besides, we don't talk about things that are serious. We just talk about having fun.
That's right.
So is anything else, Nate?
Okay, let's see. That brought us to Friday. Oh, Saturday we hit Route 40 and went yard selling. And so we had a good time. I found a trivia book for 10 cents. Oh, I was tickled. It was only 10 cents. I said to the lady, I said, how much is it? She said, 10 cents. I said, you're kidding. It's only 10 cents.
So next week,
man.
No, everybody listen up closely, okay? He bought it for 10 cents. So next week when he's doing trivia and he says, you know, what's the closest planet to the sun? And then he says, you know, what's the longest river in the world? And then it's going to be, how much did I pay for my latest trivia book?
The answer.
10 cents.
No, he's going to save that for his debut of his new show.
Oh,
he's
the Saturday show.
The first question is going to come on that day out of the book.
Folks, I'm reading questions out of my new trivia book. The first question
is, I bought for
How much did I pay for it?
That's right. Whoever can get that will be put in the drawing.
There you go. That's right. So this wagon...
Well, how many people did they... I mean, were these yards... Were they packed? I mean, was there...
It was actually pretty busy. Not as
Is it
full,
all the way up and down the...
It's all the way along 40. This all the way to Indiana and all the way to Pennsylvania. I guess it was Pennsylvania.
And a lot of it is like the old 40, right?
I mean, the old 40.
Did they have about anything you wanted to? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever you... They had like old luggage, which we're always scared to buy old luggage at places because I don't know about bed bugs. I don't know if bed bugs get in luggage or not, but you know, you think
about
that stuff.
Yeah.
But we could have probably got a real good deal on some because we're in the market for some luggage, you know. And that luggage is really expensive.
Oh, man. You're talking about shooting up in price, man.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, so we saw some luggage, but we didn't get that. So we ended up with two trivia books. The other trivia book that I found was 50 cents.
Ah, so there'll be two answers. They could answer 10 cents or 50 cents, and they would be right. Yeah, that's right.
He would be correct on that.
But how is he going to distinguish the two?
Well, what he should say is...
Well, one of them is a world records book.
Okay.
And which...
50 cents.
50 cents. So 50 cents for the world records book. The other is just a general trivia book.
Okay. All right. So that's how we'll distinguish them.
You already got two questions for the first Saturday.
Yeah, I do.
So you're set, man.
It's all good, man.
Yeah.
I'll start doing a show with you guys more often.
All right.
We'll get you set up.
So moving along here.
Moving right along. So anyhow, so Saturday was good. We had a lot of fun. But a couple of issues. We decided we wanted to eat at a certain restaurant in Hebron. So we went in, restaurant's packed full, long wait. So we said, hey, can we just order to go? Yeah, here's some menus. We stood there and stood there and stood there. Nobody ever came to take our order. Nobody ever came to check on us. So we walked out. So that got out of 0 to 5 bellies, that got 0 bellies.
-3.
So then we decided to go to a bar and grill in Johnstown.
Okay.
So we walk in there, and there's a bunch of people coming in and going to the bar area. Well, she was serving them. Well, we sat down at the table, and we wait and wait and wait. She never came to serve us. Nothing. So we walked out of there.
Oh.
0 to 5 bellies. Zero bellies. There's
and
two restaurants.
0 for 2 on the restaurants.
Oh, man. So we said, what
Arby's.
Else?
And you know what? We're doing you folks out there in Hebron and Johnstown a favor by not naming the restaurants.
We are doing you a favor because there's not very many of the restaurants.
So Arby's won out.
So if you can figure it out, that's up to you. Yeah. But we're not going to name them. But
that's
just
right.
Not going to name them. I'm going to be nice.
Just remember, they gave no service.
No service.
If you're a friend of mine on the What's on the Plate Facebook, I name them there.
Oh,
now,
boy.
And you're curious.
And even though Nate had on a shirt and shoes, they still said no service.
Yeah. He had too many teeth maybe to make no.
So then we decided, okay, we're in Johnstown. What else can we do? Well, there's a Troyer's Market.
And yes,
you know
there
anything,
is.
Yeah,
yes,
you know
there
anything
is.
About Troyer's Market?
Is it
Amish?
Amish
country.
Yeah, okay.
So we went in there, and we were going to get just some cold cuts and make our own sandwich. We thought that'd be pretty good. Well, we had forgotten they have a cafe. Well, the cafe was open, and it was open for service.
All right.
So I got a sloppy Joe and onion rings.
See, it all worked out.
Man,
it all worked out.
It was worth it.
It was good. That sloppy Joe was wonderful.
And that was Troyer's in Johnstown.
Thank you, Troyer's. You win the Belly Award.
Win the Belly Award. 0 out of 5 bellies of 5 bellies.
Anyone out there, go to Troyer's.
On a 0 to 5, they got a 15. They got a 5 for the Hebron restaurant. They got a 5 for the Johnstown Bar and Grill. And then they got 5 for their own.
Yes.
They got a 15.
Yes.
So Troyer's.
Yes. And where are they located, Nate? Hebron.
Right on 62.
Johnstown. Oh, Johnstown.
Right on 62.
Just go north.
Okay.
You know, 37 goes east and west through town.
Okay.
62 goes north and south. They're just north on 62.
And you went to the cafe there, right? The Troyer's Cafe.
And they have a nice area where you can eat inside, and they have an option where you can have a nice area where you can eat out.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Wonderful.
Take advantage of the nice weather and eat outside.
No problems with Troyer's. It was a wonderful experience.
Awesome.
So I got to eat on Saturday. Of course, there was never any doubt that I wasn't going to eat.
Even if Arby's would have been done.
I mean, if it would have been Arby's and the Wagyu burger. Yeah. So what's the deal with the Wagyu burger?
So I got the Wagyu burger. I got the Wagyu burger. Now, they have two versions.
Not Ragu.
No, it's W-A-G-Y-U.
Okay.
Wagyu.
Okay.
Wagyu with his tail.
Wagyu.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Wagyu.
Wag the tail.
Whatever.
Okay.
So, and see, like, I was like, and it says on their sign when you go inside, it says, a combination of Wagyu and ground beef. And I'm like, uh-oh, because I didn't know what Wagyu was. So I thought, oh, is this one of those veggie burger? And so they give you a little bit of ground beef. Yeah, exactly. So I Googled it, and I found out Wagyu, it's a type of cattle from Japan. It's a Japanese, and these cattle have been raised in Japan over the years, and they were bred to do work. They're supposed to be like heavy work, beasts of burden. So because of that, they have a lot of low saturated fat. It's actually unsaturated fat that they have that in their muscles, so it's a good marbling of the beef. It's marbled with this fat, but it's good fat. It's unsaturated, so it's healthy. It's actually, you know, pound for pound, the Wagyu beef is less fat than what the beef we traditionally get here. And so, so that's good to know. So here's what I tried. They have two style burgers. They have the deluxe.
I was going to say, that's the one I heard about today.
The deluxe, and then they have the bacon ranch.
Okay.
And basically what it is, you know, the deluxe has got, you know, the lettuce and the tomato and the pickles and the onions, and then the bacon has all that deluxe stuff plus the bacon ranch. So I sampled both. Now, I didn't eat two whole burgers. I had help with that. Myself and another person, we got the two, and then we split them in half, and we tried. They were really good. Now, I will say this. They are probably my second favorite of any fast food hamburger chains, you know, because they are really good burger. Now, my favorite is Burger King.
The Whopper.
And because you can't beat that charbroiled flavor that they have.
Absolutely.
You just can't beat that. So that's my favorite. But this Wagyu is number two. Wagyu's number two.
Number two.
Yeah, it was good. Now, it's a little pricey.
Won the Arby's card. There you go. That's
yep.
If you go to Arby's, that's your history of the Wagyu burger. You gonna have enough to buy the deluxe.
Well, you know, I said, you know, they're a little pricey, but honest to goodness, any more you go to McDonald's and get, you know, a Big Mac, and it's a little pricey too. I mean,
sure
everything's
a
little pricey these days. So you know,
that's why you keep it here and win your gift card.
That's right. So I have to report before I forget. A new cardinal in town.
Another one. They
now,
keep popping up.
They
like Mary and popcorn.
Huh? What church is he at?
Cardinal. Oh, he's down at St. Joseph's.
Okay.
Yeah, the new cardinal.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. He was in St. Louis, right?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
And before that, he was at, well, never mind.
Okay.
So, it's in front of the Palace Theater. Okay.
Ah.
Now, there's another one that popped up. It's inside the window at the Visitors Bureau, but I was there at the wrong time, so I couldn't really check it out. So I'll have a report on that next week. But this one that's down at the Palace Theater, okay, Now, it was pretty cool. I like this one. If you look at the Cardinal and you look at him, you know, straight on, look at the Cardinal and, you know, on his breast has like a curtain, you know, like a theater curtain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you look at his one side. And the one side says, you know, Palace, like the Palace Theater.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, like the little scrolls and everything. And then you look on his tail, and his tail has, it says, National Register of Historic Places. And it has, you know, like some little statues and stuff like that, because it's on the National Register of Historic Places. And then you look on the other side, and I'm... and then the other side, the last side, has, you know, like those two masks that they're, you know, like represents drama or represents theater, the mask and everything. And so, and they, and by the way, on the pedestal, if you look on the pedestal the Cardinal's sitting on, it shows rows and rows of seats.
Oh, okay.
So it's like inside. So I thought, you know, that was an excellent one to do for the Palace Theater. It really captured the idea of the Palace Theater.
Yeah.
So my kudos to the person who painted that, because, you know, if you've been listening, you know that I've been kind of critical about two or three of the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
But that one, they did a great job. So next week, I'll have a report on the one at
from the Visitors Bureau.
Visitors Bureau, yes.
Nice.
And if you go to noname.show, which is our website, noname.show, scroll down to you see As Heard on the Show, you'll see Pastor Craig's photo album of the Cardinals there. And you can scroll through. And now we're just waiting on some photos from Terry so that we can put up Terry's stuff. So
I don't want
wherever you go, Terry,
wherever my travels
wherever
take me,
even if it's to Scoreboard,
yes,
we would love
yes
to see where you're eating.
That's probably
Scoreboard
where it'll be. Yeah.
That's okay. We would love to see where you're at Scoreboard, and we'll put that up on noname.show.
Just Sunday, that's probably where it'll be.
Shoot it to me, and we'll put it up.
All right,
we will start a photo album for Terry.
Okay,
I have something to say.
Yeah.
So last week on your trivia show,
toward
the end of the trivia show, you were talking, you know, about Star Wars, because that was kind of the theme last week, Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Star Wars came out in 1977, the very first one. And I said, I have a story to tell.
Oh, yeah.
And we never got to it last week.
Oh, yeah, we never got to it.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to tell my story.
Go right in.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
So, all right.
From the theater.
So, Star Wars came out in 1977. It was like the end of May, beginning of June. Well, that's when I graduated from high school, was in 1977. And so, there was this girl that all through high school, I really, really wanted to ask her out. But she was dating one of the guys on the football team. And she was like one of the, you know, like cheerleader types. And she was dating this guy on the football team. And I just, I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. You remember when you were in high school and, you know, there was a couple of those girls that you wanted to ask out, but you just, you couldn't.
Never would go out with
her. Yeah, well, she's dating a guy on the football team. You're like, she's going to go out with me? Yeah, right. So anyhow, about a month before we graduated, she broke up with the football player. Well, I happened to be friends with a girl that was her best friend. And so, you know, like a couple weeks after she broke up, I said, do you think this girl, I'm not going to say what her name is, do you think this girl would go out with me? And she said, yeah, she'll go out with you. Just ask her. And I said, I don't know. She goes, oh, yeah, she'll go out with you. Just ask her. Well, it took me a couple weeks to work up the courage, and we had just graduated. So I worked up the courage, and so I said to her, I said, would you go out with me? She goes, well, yeah, what'd you want to do? And I said, well, that new Star Wars movie came out. Would you want to go see that? She goes, sure. And I said, well, how about this Friday night? She goes, yeah. So like, I'm like, all week long, man, I'm like, oh, I'm going out on a date with you. Yeah. You know, I'm calling up on my buddies, you know. So I pick her up. We go to the movie theater. And she told me on the way to the movie theater she had been at a party the night before. And she, like, was up all night long. And she didn't get in until, like, 4 o'clock that morning, you know, that morning. And she's telling me all about the party because I knew all the people that she went with and everything. So we go to the movie theater. And so we're watching the opening of Star Wars, which is, you know, rather loud and exciting and everything. We've been there, like, 5 minutes. And I happen to look over, and she's, like, sound asleep. And so I'm like, what? And, you know, I'm like, and she's, you know, sound asleep. So, like, a couple minutes later, I, like, accidentally on purpose, like, kind of bumped her arm, you know, like, and I go, oh, I'm sorry. She goes, oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. And so we're sitting there, and I look over about 5 minutes later. She's sound asleep. And I'm like, are you serious? And so I said, this is a lost cause. So I enjoyed the movie, and she slept through the entire movie of Star Wars.
Oh, my.
So when the movie was, well, it was about, you know, you could tell it was getting close to the end. It was about 5 minutes from the end. You know, I kind of like bumped her a couple times, you know, and she woke up. And so the movie ended. And so we go, I take her home, and she said, and we're driving home, you know, and she's like, oh, I really appreciate it. Well, that was really nice tonight. And I'm like thinking the whole time, it was nice. You were asleep the whole time,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get back to her, we get back to her house, and so I'm dropping her off, and she goes, hey, that was really fun. You know, give me a call. We'll go out again. And I said, okay. And I drove away, and I'm like, nah, we're never going out again. So the next day, my friend, who is, you know, was her best friend, she goes, so how'd your date go last night? And I said, Lindsay, do you really want me to tell you the truth? She goes, yeah, how was it? I go, she slept through the whole movie. She'd been out the night before and didn't get home till 4 in the morning, and she slept through the whole movie. She goes, oh, I'm really sorry about that, Craig. I go, oh, that's not your fault. She goes, are you going to ask her out again? And I said, no.
I learned my lesson.
Yep. So anyhow, that was my story about Star Wars.
Oh, yes, those early dating days.
Yeah. Star Wars and love, the two just don't seem to...
Don't seem to go hand in hand.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the girl I was interested in when I was around 15, 16,
uh-huh.
I'd always, you know, get everybody else to say, hey, are you interested in Nate? And she would say, maybe not. That's what she would say.
Yeah.
So this went on for quite some time, you know. And so finally I had enough nerve to say, hey, you know, are you interested in... I just want to be friends. Oh, man. The kiss of death right there. I just want to be friends.
Right, man.
Well, she was still around, you know, so we would just hang out different times, and she was working the same place I was working, and she would give mixed signals, like she wanted to go out, didn't want to go out, you know, so I was like, so finally some other guy came along and swept her off her feet. So then I got the point.
Yeah.
We never did really go out on the date. But she was my love of my 15, 16 years
right,
old.
You know, right.
I was in love of her. My email password was her name. And, you know, all that garbage.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, mine with me, it happened a little later in life. I was in my 20s.
Okay.
But I'd known this girl forever, but I was in my 20s, and finally I, you know, because I went through it, I've been heavy all my life, and I lost a bunch of weight. So I said, well, now might be the time to ask this girl out. So I did, and as Pastor Craig said, we went to the movies, but she didn't sleep. We had a great, but... It just didn't work out after that, but I was just so relieved that she actually went out with me. That
yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting.
But to this day, I still think of her. I miss her. Yeah,
isn't that something you still remember?
Yeah,
my personal experience, and I don't know if this worked for you guys or not, but my personal experience has been that the girls that you like for a long time wanted to ask out, or even girls that like you, even it couldn't, didn't have to be a long time, but like maybe a couple of months or something, and you like really, really wanted to.
Yeah.
They never worked out.
Right.
And the some of the best dates I ever had were just kind of like somebody that was kind of a friend or something, and then you kind of went out, and then you went out again, and you know. But those girls that you like dreamed about at night, they never worked
yeah.
out.
Another girl I went out with, because I didn't go out with, I never really went out with anybody because I was, like, interested in that girl. And then when I was, like, 16, 17, we went to the zoo with my mom and her mom.
Oh, boy.
And we walked around the zoo, and that was about the extent of it. And we called each other on the phone. And then
they
I
left
found
Nate
out,
there by accident.
Yeah, they left me there. And so that was the end of that. After a few weeks, she said, oh, you know, I don't like you, blah, blah, blah. So that was the end of that. And then I didn't date anybody, really, till I started dating my wife. But then, like a year or so ago, I found out that I think she's living here in town. Yeah. I was like, oh, my goodness. I might pass her in the grocery store. How awkward would that be?
Well, it's weird because this girl, I heard that she moved to Delaware.
Oh, really?
So I'm like,
they're
oh
following
my.
Their
yeah,
I thought,
oh my, man. If I'm like, Nate, if I'm shopping one day, what do I do if I see her?
Say hi.
Yeah, I guess, but.
Say an awkward hello.
Hello.
Goodbye. Yeah.
I remember in eighth grade, so I would have been what, like 13?
Mm-hmm.
So in eighth grade, there was a girl that, you know, obviously she liked me. She talked to me all the time. And then one day she said, what's your phone number? So I gave her my phone number. So this was back, you know, you got to understand, this was like back in the early 70s where everybody had a phone at home. You know, you had, there weren't cell phones. You know, you had a house phone that your whole family used.
Yeah.
And so I remember about 4:30 that day, the phone rang, and I didn't think anything of it. The phone rang, and my mom answered the phone, and she says, well, just a minute. And so she goes, she has her hand over the part you talk in, you know. She goes, Craig, come here. I'm like, yeah? She goes, it's for you. I said, it's for me? She goes, yeah, it's for you. And it's a girl. And when you're done talking to her, I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I answered the phone, and it was the girl at school that had given her my number. So we talked for about 15 minutes. And my mom was standing there the whole time. And I said, well, I got to go. My mom needs to make a couple phone calls, so I got to go. And so I ended the conversation. And as soon as I hung up the phone, before I could ever say a word, my mom goes, girls don't call boys. If any girl calls here, you're not going to take the call, and you are certainly not going to date anybody where the girl calls the boy.
Ooh,
and I said,
okay.
I said, okay.
Yes, Mom.
That's just to show you how much times have changed.
Yes,
that's right. That's
yep.
right.
Absolutely. Oh, well, guys, we got 4 minutes left in the program.
Oh,
we've been rolling
man.
Right along here.
We've been moving along at a pretty good pace here.
Yeah, we've been just having a good time.
Yeah.
Here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Or WWGH.
If you
prefer to roll those W's, you can,
yeah.
you know. But Terry, what's your email address?
TerryTech@48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig, showtime and email address?
Showtime is 9 o'clock Sunday mornings. The website is studyhiswordradio.org. And the email address is studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com.
My email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu gmail.com. Feel free to email any or all three of us. If you go to our website, which is noname.show, you can simply just click on our name, and it'll pop up in your browser and put the email in for you. The magic of technology.
Awesome, awesome.
Can you believe it?
I can't.
The magic
of
technology.
I can't even spell technology, let alone.
It's found in the dictionary under T.
I can. It's T-E-K.
Technology.
Yeah, N-O-O-L-O-O-G-Y.
Technology.
Yeah, there you go.
There you
go. See, me, I'm urban Amish, so I'm like...
Pastor Craig ought to sign up for the next spelling bee.
That's right.
Sign me up.
That's right.
He'd be good to go.
Yes.
That was... I was actually pretty good at spelling.
Nate, where's the travel's going to take you to this week?
Well, you know, we're going back and forth between going... Amber would
Big,
like to go...
Waldo yard sales this week, right?
There are Waldo yard sales this week. Yes, indeed. And my wife would kind of like to hit those before we take off. We're going in between going to Wapakoneta and going to the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. Think about going through there. And then there is a restaurant over there that's called Al Woody's. And it's named that way for Woody Hayes.
Okay.
And it's an OSU-themed restaurant.
Oh.
And then she'd like to kind of go over to Amish country, the other direction.
Right.
And there's a Victorian house and museum you can tour over there. So one of those two places is where it'll take us this weekend. So...
Got the new car, so you got to put miles on the new car now. And
no, that's a rumor. We never got a new car. It's out of the shop.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. It's out of the shop. Right. $600.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But they said $1,000. So $600.
They cut you a break. Yeah.
They did. That was for
because they used parts.
Yeah.
That was for shocks, two tires, alignment, and of course labor.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You need steering wheel? I get you a good deal on steering wheel.
Well, you can join us once again right here next week from 5:15 until 6 o'clock as we have a good time talking about just everything under the sun, because that's what we do best. It's talking about everything under the sun or under cloudy skies.
Yes.
You know, if you prefer.
Or in a dark movie theater.
Or if you listen to Adam, it's, you know, you can get the weather report.
Yeah, you can get, following his weather.
That's right.
Yeah, we like coming on right after his weather because it gives us class.
Yeah. Well, he gives the weather for the next 8 weeks, so you can...
You can plan.
That's right.
Right here on Live at 5.
The show with no name.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.